morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Oh, what a wonderful day it is. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann, and we're enjoying a beautiful day. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use. Oh, we're here to encourage, educate, empower, and certainly be a part of the solution. Thank you for tuning in. And I just want to say, we had some great feedback on our show yesterday. And it's so awesome to interact with you. When you send me emails or messages on Facebook, I absolutely am thrilled to connect with you for a greater good right here in Oregon and across the nation. We have many listeners that are tuning in, even though it's Good Morning Salem. We have people tuning in from all different states, Arkansas, Oregon, Oklahoma, some in Texas even. Thank you for interacting with us. And I know it's a little early here in Salem and in the other parts of the country. It's certainly not quite as early, so maybe that's helpful. But if you're on your first cup or second cup of coffee this morning, I want you to really not move away from the dial because we have a fun morning set aside for you. Let's take a round robin look, though, at some of the headlines for you and I today. Here is something good, and I want to do a shout out to Kaiser Chamber of Commerce, who shared this yesterday on the Facebook page. And I love it. I'm looking always for positive things that we can help encourage one another, especially in this time. And there's plenty of negative stuff, right, out there to look at. And I'm one of these, you know, we can continue to curse the darkness and call out what's going wrong in our world and in our community. But I also want us to turn up the light, and I want us to celebrate one another and the things that we're doing. And what I see is a lot of people really wanting to get through this COVID-19 and back to life as we know it, right, as we want to get back to business as usual. And this was the shout out from the Kaiser Chamber of Commerce, of course, great friends of ours. They put out yesterday, "Good job, Marion County. Marion County's hospitalizations for COVID-19 are not increasing based on the latest data from the state of Oregon. This cannot be said for all parts of our state, but we're doing it here. Keep up the good work. We together," and I love this, "together we are stronger than COVID." Ooh, yes, good job, Chamber of Commerce there in Kaiser, for keeping it encouraging. And for those of you wanting to be a part of the solution in regards to the Salem-Kaiser schools, here's something very critical that I think is important for you to know, especially if you're a grandparent wondering what your grandchildren are going to do in the area for schools, and parents and even teachers. There's going to be Wednesday and Thursday, Salem-Kaiser school officials will take to Facebook to answer questions regarding the school reentry for 2021. Each question and answer will be held from 6 to 7:30 p.m. District leaders will provide answers to some of the most frequent asked questions from families about blended learning models and the district's new fully digital Edge Academy, and general questions about reentry, according to the release. After a brief overview, leaders will address commonly asked questions and take live questions for families in the comment section. Who? It's the Salem-Kaiser Public Schools. What? Live question and answer. When? The English session. So those of us who speak English, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, July 22nd. Spanish session, 6 to 7:30 Thursday, July 23rd. We'll put this up on our Facebook page, too, in a link. It's going to be Facebook Live at Salem-Kaiser Schools. So that is really important as well. And I just want to do a shout out. And many of you listen all day long to our programming here at KSLM, and we're so very thankful for you. And you may or may not have known, and we put a little thing up on our Facebook at KSLM Radio, but we're so excited on talkers.com, the top 100 talk shows. Out of the top 20 talk shows that people listen to, We are so blessed to have seven. Sean Hannity is number one. And of course, you can hear him at 12 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. Dave Ramsey, he's number three. Many, many people like to listen to Dave Ramsey. He's on every night at 9 p.m. Mark Levin, he's number four. He's on at 3 p.m. every day. Brian Kilmeade, yes, he's number five. He's on every day at 10 a.m. Mike Gallagher, who follows me right here in the morning, he is number nine. Ben Shapiro is number 14. Michael Savage is number 19. And all of those guys you can hear right here on our program list. And we have a schedule right on our website at KSLM.news. And then our friend, we have a friend in the Northwest, Lars Larson. Yep, he was 13 on the list. That's pretty exciting. So those of you that are listening to talk radio, those of you that are supporting radio stations like KSLM, hats off to you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the conversation and a part of the solution. And as you and I know, one of the things that I love to do is go treasure hunting, right? Yeah, not for things. Yeah, it's fun to go to a secondhand store, and I like to go to antique shops, and I love history. But the kind of treasure hunting I like to do is for people, because people are gateways to adventure, I think. Knowing and meeting new people, like yesterday, I had such a wonderful time with the Beerworth family and listening to their story. And even though they're going through a really difficult time there in Eugene, waiting for unemployment, they are super amazing people. And this job that I have here on the microphone, with the microphone, talking to you, I've met such incredible individuals. And one of my treasures that I just met in the last couple days, and I said, you must come on the radio with me, is this gentleman by the name of Jarrett. And Jarrett is in the area. He's exploring some business opportunities, and he's got a wealth of information. He's had probably two or three lifetimes worth of experience just in the short time. We just can't quit talking. And so I thought, let's turn the microphone on and let's get this conversation started so you could be a part of it. Good morning, Jarrett. Thank you for tuning in with me today. And I'm going to try to say your last name, Jarrett St. Amon. Is that right?
That's
pretty Amand. Close.
Amon. Yep, that's cool.
Okay. And Jarrett, what brings you to the great state of Oregon today?
Well, I would say one would be God.
Mm-hmm.
Two would be the Wyant family. Mm-hmm. that I've known for so long, Cindy and the group, to basically talk about what we're doing for veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to do right now as far as the community, obviously with health issues, we work with hemp. And that's a real big issue right now in the state of Oregon and California, Washington, Kentucky, you know, Michigan. I work with different companies around the United States. But our biggest mission is to help out our homeless veterans and get them on track with healing and get them proper medicine, blankets and whatnot. So we do a lot of that as well, which I found out that you guys do as well, which mm-hmm. I thought was really amazing. I went to your rally on Saturday.
Yes.
That's when I met you,
yes.
Which was awesome. And I got to steal your car from you. That lasted a day.
But more adventure to come, right?
Let's not talk about gas prices. Good Lord.
Oh, yes. Welcome to the Northwest.
Yeah.
But they pumped the gas for you.
I thought that was impressive. I was like, do you guys, what else do you do? You know, geez, it was pretty cool, though.
Yes. And so here you are, and you're meeting all kinds of individuals. And you've had a chance to go around and see the beautiful Oregon nature. What's your impression there about our community and the nature that you've experienced so far?
Well, I was told to go to Silverton Mountain and go check out the waterfalls. So mm-hmm. I took your KSLML 104.3 cool little Skyon up to Silverton
Creek Falls.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I went up. I went up to that little 15-minute spot where you could take the first mm-hmm. picture of the very first waterfall.
Right.
I took a picture of your car. I'm going to show you.
Oh, fun.
And I sent it off to her to put in there to show,
I love it.
Your state, because this
right.
is you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I like to give people their shout, not my shout.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you give them their shout, it comes back tenfold.
Right.
And I think that's how humanity has to see it. So I'm really trying to travel the country and basically bring love back to humanity that we're missing out on. Everyone's so pulled away from each other. Communities are broken.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we have to bring more love back into our communities right now and open up our minds about what we can do. Some people are telling me I'm in California at the beach with no mask on. So they're mad because I didn't wear a mask and they defriend me or something, you know.
Mm.
And we have our own opinions upon what we have. If you don't like that I'm not wearing a mask at that particular moment, honestly, you can kiss my booty. I'm not, that's my freedom to say what I want to have, just to get off on that real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But if I decide I want to walk into a place and I respect the signs and I put my mask on, you know.
And, you want the ability to do that as well.
Yeah. So it's our opinion upon that moment and our decision if we'd like to take that freedom to do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I just want people to recognize that. And then we're so sheltered that people are really upset lately, I see. It's like, so you want to talk about beauty. I see the beauty in Oregon. It's absolutely gorgeous. But I still see the fight within Oregon, just like I see in California, mm-hmm. Michigan, Arizona, Texas. You know, the same thing going on. Business opportunities are lost, so it's hard to see happiness right now because we're all in unemployment. We're all hurting, you know, self-employers going bankrupt, mm-hmm. you know, companies going out. And so how do you expect to survive in such a brutal deal that we're going through right now? And so I see the beauty in the sky. Mm-hmm. I see the beauty in the trees and the waterfall is beautiful. But I want to see the beauty in the people come out
mm-hmm.
because we have it in us. We're just stuck and we need to break that barrier.
And I do believe you carry a sense of joy with you.
Mm-hmm.
I sense that with you the first time that I met you. You have joy and you look for opportunity, very much like my idea of looking for treasure in people. You do the same thing and you bring smiles and joy everywhere you go. And that says a lot about you. And I know that it hasn't always been like that for you, has it?
Oh, no. I'm a disabled combat action vet. I'm from Flint, Michigan,
mm-hmm.
Right where that great lead's at.
Mm.
My mom still is in Flint, right where it's at, off Corona and Ballinger Road.
Mm-hmm.
She has a Owen Cyclone repair out there. And so she's been through the struggles. And I had divorced early, you know, young, 8, 9 years old. Being molested young, going through those real hard childhood things where you fear, they use fear on you as a
mm-hmm.
predator.
Mm-hmm.
So getting older, you don't realize that. So you use that later to that handicap, what you think is your fault is not really your fault at all.
Right.
So I got to use that hurt. And then being beat by my stepdad and my brother and I going through that, feeling that you're the only two that can survive. Your mom is blind to it. And then you don't realize what blind love is until you're older and you
mm-hmm.
realize that you could have done the same thing to your children.
Mm.
So then you shame yourself for doing that to your kids. So I learned at 47, my tumor's going away. I have a hemangioma orbital mass behind my right eye. I've been trying to use CBD or hemp and for years. And then I found copper in this last month. It's changed my life. I've been using this copper. It's been just a miracle.
I'm excited to get to have time with you and learn more about it. And friends, I have to tell you, just in the short time as we were prepping this morning for this interview today, just the information that he is bringing, just a wealth of information and lots of energy and lots of excitement. And he has so much to share with us. I hope we can get it all in this morning, in this hour. And before we go into the break, we're going to continue this next bit. Let's talk a little bit about what you've been dealing with your tumor and some of that stuff. And then I want us to talk about this wonderful exercise that you're doing with helping veterans. We'll talk about that as well. You're listening
cool.
to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use on this wonderful day. And I want to remind you, friends, we are sponsored by Bill Sunderland, and we want to thank him for sponsoring our show today. Country Financial Sunderland Agency. You can get a hold of Bill at 503-885-0789. We'll be back right after this. At the studio, and it's going to be warm again, 89 degrees. It was beautiful yesterday. I don't know if you had a chance to get outside and enjoy the weather, but it's summer, right? And it's been fun talking to Oregonians. They're like, ooh, it's hot. And we're not used to weather quite warm like this going on for several days, but we are going to have temperatures in the high 80s throughout this week. Even as we look towards the weekend, temperature Sunday could get as high as 91. So there's things to continue to be aware of with the weather. And we are visiting today with Jarrett, and he is quite an adventurer in and of himself. He's got a story. 47 years old, he served our military. He took the oath of office to serve in the Marines, and he is in the area. He is working with veterans. He's also working with healing, working with people that are having health issues and contending with health issues. And we all know, and I'm learning quickly here in Oregon about CBD and CBD oils and the healing components to hemp. Now, I don't know about you all, but I have been raised away from Oregon for several, I was raised here, but I've been living away from Oregon for several years. In the areas that I've lived in, like in South Dakota, they don't allow hemp farming at all in South Dakota right now. There's not a lot of understanding. And what we know of in my history, in my conservative background, you know, marijuana is not good as a drug, you know, and the THC. And I'm learning quickly that there is so much medicinal aspects to hemp. And I'm willing to open up my eyes and see some of this, but I'm telling you, I struggle
a
little bit.
Bring it with me. I want you to edumacate now.
I know. Help me understand. Help me understand and get over that barrier, because I think some of our listeners may struggle with this a little bit, because we're a conservative group, you know, and we're not, you know, we might have a drink in moderation, and we tend to be more conservative in all of those things.
Help
me understand the healing aspect of hemp and how helpful this has been, particularly in your own life, you know, because I think our biggest testimony is our own truth that we can share with others and what it's done for us. Tell me a little bit about that with you.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And it's really crazy when you say the conservative side. And, you know, in the industry, we've seen this so much with people coming to us and asking questions and almost like shaming you a bit. And you can tell people blind in the face as many times as you want that it doesn't get you high. It takes out the THC delta. It takes out the psychoactive effect, which is two molecules, you know, two of the compounds out of 400 compounds that you're removing to get you to heal in a different way without that getting high.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's different types. So I guess when you go to the root of it, you have to understand cannabis. Cannabis is two types. You have cannabis hemp and cannabis marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have CBD-derived marijuana, you have to make sure your levels are properly set at 0.3% THC levels, which is tested at a lab, like I showed you the test results here. And then that tells us that we're staying within the federal guidelines. It won't get you high. It's not enough to get you on a – if you were to smoke that hemp cigarette – it won't pop your P test if you have to go test at your work or something, you know. But the regulations have slacked down a bit. So anyways, you have the hemp side of derived cannabis now. Mm-hmm. And on the hemp side of derived, it's still regulated on the THC side depending upon how you're growing and what seeds you get. And there's a lot of regulation within that as well. So when you can regulate your amount of THC going into your plant, or even THC-free, which we have smokable hemp now, you can actually smoke like a cigarette, and it doesn't get you high, like I said. It gives you the healing of like anxiety, stress, depression, aches and pains, arthritis. For me, it's been stress. I've been going through an awful lot. In this last month, my tumor's been shrinking down. My eyeball has gone back in my face about at least a half an inch or more. And so I attribute that to the hemp CBD side. I contribute it to the copper. I told you about Copper One with Mitosynergy, which is Charlie Barker and his crew, Deb and all those guys, which rock. And giving me these copper capsules is another thing we took. You can add to hemp. So if you can look at the medicinal value, they say that when you have, let's say, the C word, cancer, and a lot of people that are running through that are starting to see that the RSO is helping them, which is CBD and a THC combined, they have different ratios you can do depending upon yourself. They have dosing rates, which they give you a chart to show you a pin, mm-hmm. pin tip of RSO up mm-hmm. to this amount and mm-hmm. how you do it and how you can get rid of it. So I think that if you educate yourself, you pay attention to what's happening with the industry and stop being so so forced to stop looking at something that could be beautiful if you open your eyes a bit. Give it a chance to see it. Look how beautiful it is and stop thinking it's going to get you high when it can get you healthy.
Right.
It's a big difference. If you're not looking to get high, then stop worrying about it. It's not your problem. Mm-hmm. It only matters if you make it matter. So stop making it matter about marijuana. If you don't want it, then don't smoke it. Let it go and let people that want to go for it. And if you want to go on the hemp side and stay on that safety side mm-hmm. and heal and help your family, I do this every day.
Tell me a little bit about what exactly you you are so smart.
I mean, come on.
You and looking at these charts and things, I was teasing him, calling him a smarty smart. But the hemp itself is what I understand is anti-inflammatory, and a lot of our diseases are based because of our diet, because mm-hmm. of our lifestyle. We've gotten away from eating organic, healthy foods, and we talked a little bit off the mic about our soil being depleted of the minerals and things that
we
need.
We've done that for years.
So, is there something specific, or is it kind of unknown yet? What exactly makes hemp so healing?
Well. How do I know? I'm not a scientist.
I love it.
But I do like that you said that because mm-hmm. I don't know how specifically mm-hmm. that it heals you because it comes out of earth.
Yes.
It's treated with love.
Yes.
It's brought to value to heal people around them. So it's been around for 10,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Thomas Jefferson that said it was the number one healing agent, and without it, we wouldn't be able to do it.
And can you imagine something that God would create that could be an answer naturally instead of big pharma to cure what ails us? I think so, perhaps. We're going to
awesome.
Continue the conversation after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this day and every day. We'll be back after this. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day this morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in today. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use. Encouraging you to stay connected with us. You can find us on Facebook at KSLM Radio. You can listen streaming live at KSLM.news and, of course, 1220 AM and 104.3 FM on your radio dial. We're having a wonderful morning hanging out with Jarrett, and this is just an adventure and an experience. We've been laughing and cutting up I'm learning all kinds of stuff and about hemp and how it's helpful and can be helpful in our lives, but also I'm learning about Jarrett and his story. Powerful story, and we don't have enough time to get into it all here. But Jarrett, tell us a little bit about your service to our country and some of the places that you've been, some of the things you've contended with medically, and then we want to talk a little bit about what you're doing for other veterans.
Oh, well, thank you for that one. I'm I've had a tumor, mm-hmm. PTSD, and rheumatoid arthritis, 50% disability. Through the VA, got shut down from 70% because I wouldn't take the meds.
Mm.
So 5 years I've been med-free from the VA, which I try to do for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Typically when I started making hemp creams about 5 years ago, and when I started my company, got off in 17, May 20th I started. I got a chance in June 29th to meet Charlie with Mito Synergy, and then July, he brought copper, what I showed you, this mm-hmm. raw copper.
Mm-hmm.
And July 13th or 14th on Saturday, we had a guy, Freddie, and myself and my buddy come over, and my kids, after Charlie dropped off this expensive bottle of a kilo of copper.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what copper was. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about that stuff. So I started to mix it that day to see if it would oxidize copper and... So by doing that, it didn't oxidize. It actually came in, and then I just started you know, kind of like giving a lot of samples out, a lot, veterans and alike, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So through that, I started thinking about like other ways to help heal, using hemp and using copper and CBD. Then I got to meet some people that got me to think about doing homes and start doing, like I said, we got the Hemp for Warriors Project, mm-hmm. h4wp.org.
Mm-hmm.
Hemp for Warriors Project is supposed to get veterans together to farm with communities and bring in veterans and a community back together again, seeing what we're going through and our hurts and where our PTS supposed to D, which is a disorder. I don't believe we are.
Mm-hmm.
So I call it PTS. I learned that from classes going around New Mexico. They got some great opportunities for veterans to go to, get counseling, 7-day sessions. And so I like to mentor veterans, combat vets, and teens and people,
mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot to learn about how we can heal each other and help. And there's not enough team up to dream up around, I don't think. And so I wanted to make Hemp for Warriors Project a community center of healing, of education, and understanding that even if you're paralyzed, you can come out and farm. I have ADA set up, so if you're paralyzed, you can bring a wheelchair onto the farm and push him on the farm, and he can go up to plants and smell them, and, mm-hmm. and we can put him up to him. He can sniff it. You know, there's things that we can do for people that have disabilities, but we're not given the chance to show that.
Right.
And like I said, I've helped out children that have been paralyzed. The last trip I was with. With Karen. Karen is our Screamcast Media, which is our show. One of the shows is the Jeffro Kush Show,
mm-hmm.
Out of Flint, Michigan.
Right.
And Karen, when I first got there, she's like, I have to go to my sister's if we can drop off something for her. They're getting me to go on a vacation. And his shoulder blades are touching. He's paralyzed. He's a 7-year-old, I think it was. And he's Justin.
Mm-hmm.
And his neck was stretched out and he couldn't move. And by the time I put the cream on and all that, and we left, about 5 days later, we got a call on Saturday. Justin was telling his aunt that Jeffro's stuff worked, and they had the best trip they ever had. And it's bringing a family back together where they can actually stop worrying about the pain of their young son being mm-hmm. paralyzed because we found copper and hemp again.
Yeah.
And this isn't the first person I've helped. I've got Marine buddies. So you talk about helping a veteran family.
Yes.
How about your mom being stuck where she looks like she can't move her arms? They're stuck up to her chest for 10 years and she just can't move.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weeks of using our stuff, hemp, her arms opened up, her wrist opened up, and then they shot a video of her shooting basketballs.
Oh, incredible.
This has been now, I think, 1.5, 2 years now that she's been free to do it. She says, I love you, Jeffro.
Oh.
She has a little story. She sent me a video. She goes, look, and I can move my arms.
Oh.
And when I sleep, I feel like it frees like ice and very cold. Mm-hmm. And then I got the video, and I tried to post on Instagram, and you can't hear it at mm-hmm. all. But you can see her doing
you
all the movements.
I'm
like, oh, my gosh. I'm trying to show people that hemp can heal.
What is your website? I know there's a couple of them, right? You have for your products that you have is what?
Jeffro, J-E-F-R-O-S, botanicals.com. Mm-hmm. Jeffro's botanicals.com.
Okay.
I kind of, we're getting ready to rebuild that and get going because I've got so much going on right now. And then we have h4wp.org. which is my nonprofit. I work with Gina and Steve and Mitchell and Shannon Faye and all these different people from that company. And I do the I'm the director of the health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put H4WP under their nonprofit. I'm the founder of it.
Love it.
And then that's what we start. We're getting ready to go on to Red Skeleton's Ranch and start our first Hemp for Warriors project on 20 acres.
Excellent.
That's in Riverside.
In California then.
Yes, ma'am.
So I have a listener. His name's Bob. Mm-hmm. And I met him this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob's not really computer savvy. And he said, now, Stacy, be sure for some of us who don't get on the computer or have on our smartphone very much, give a phone number. Give a phone number where people can actually call and get information. Is there a phone number that you can think of? Yeah, what is that?
480-980-5205.
Say it one more time.
480-980-5205.
And we'll put that on our show plan, too, for today.
Cool.
And
thank you.
I thank Bob for that feedback. I don't
think
about
Bob.
That. We do everything website or email or those kinds of things.
It's
good
hard
to have a phone number to remember.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this Heart for Veterans for your brothers and sisters that you served in war. You served in the Marines in Afghanistan? Where were you at?
I was 92, December 8th. I shook President Bush Sr.'s hand on the USS Tripoli. He said, good luck, take care. And then I took pictures of everybody as usual. I never got my photo with them.
Oh.
I just took a camera and took everyone else's. It's so funny. Even the photo that you see up on my site, I took it, and then now it's up, and it's like, it's so funny. It's like, where are you at? I'm like, I'm taking the picture.
Right, hello.
Somebody's got to take the picture.
That's right.
So anyway, that was Mogadishu, December 9th. We flew in on a helicopter, C-846s. We landed in Mogadishu. Roma got out, broke his leg, pulled him back in, jumped in a perimeter, sat in an H-pit all night with a 60. It was scary, you know, it was crazy. Then a book came out 31 years later. Our lieutenant retires as a colonel, Andrew Milburn, and he wrote When the Tempest Gathers. And he talks about the event with Mogadishu when he went in. Well, first he talks about being getting out of the as an enlisted, as a corporal, and then going into ICS or OCS as an officer candidate school, and then graduating in April of 91, and I graduated boot camp in December of 91.
Wow.
And then I went to the FMF, the Fleet Marine Force, 2nd Battalion, 9th Marines, Weapons Co., and he becomes Weapons Company Force 81s. They called us Force 81s. When he got done with us, we became the force of the battalion.
Incredible.
Yeah, we were the hip pocket. He made us so strong and so amazing that's why I think I'm here today, and I gave him blessings for that. He made me a better man. We'd go for a run 5-6 miles out, come back, think we're going back to San Mateo, and he would keep running.
Wow.
So every time, you know, he would push us to our limits.
Even further and further.
So
yes.
The book is based on the three events that happened, wars that happened, in his opinion, would be Mogadishu, Operation Restore Hope, ISIS in Afghanistan, to show the different types of wars that have happened and what's happened in the progress of generals and stuff, and what his dislikes and likes are about the service and whatnot. So it was cool to see my lieutenant come out as a colonel, write a book, and then I get to be in the book, and then maybe a movie's coming out, I guess, on Netflix, they say, possibly.
Fantastic.
So, and then I'm writing a book, so we have a publisher and all that. So I'm really getting on, I want to express life and how I see it before I go bye-bye. My tumor is finally subsiding because of the copper and CBD and hemp. So it's time for me to live,
shine. That's the joy too that you're experiencing, and like a whole new chapter to your life.
And nobody even knows it. I don't think anyone ever, they don't get it. When you're writing your will, and you think you're dying, and every day you freaking get up, you think, I'm going to die today, maybe, maybe not. And you're trying to be positive without knowing about it. And you want to go up and say, hey, you're all right. How are you doing? I'm Jerry. I'm Jeffro. And then at the same time, you're like, shit, I'm dying. Then you go to living. Turn yourself around and think about living right now. Like, look, my tumor just shrunk in 7 days. I called Charlie Barker back up from Mito Synergy. I said, Charlie, my tumor is going down. My eye was stuck out of my face. I left, and everyone looked at me before I left, and they're like, hey, your eye looks different. I'm like, holy shit. Shoot. Holy poo. Sorry. And it was such a shock. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That my eye is going back in my face. My tumor is subsiding. And now I have a story. I can tell people this is, you know, and I had an ex-girlfriend of mine saying, you're telling everybody about hemp and you're telling everybody about copper. What about your tumor? What about your tumor? You're never going to do this. You can't do it. And I'm like, all of a sudden my tumor's going bye-bye. And I'm like,
what a miracle.
Look at that.
Yes.
What am I doing now?
Here's the truth.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
For really giving myself back to God and understanding why am I here and understanding I have a purpose. I don't even know half the stuff I say. I think it's coming out of the flow.
It is.
It feels so beautiful to speak it.
When we know who we are and whose we are,
you said
that
earlier,
and we know that we have a passion and a plan, and we walk it out and we say yes, the world is your stage.
But I don't have to be a walking Bible.
No.
I've never read the Bible. I tried. I'm not trying to get to that level of faith. I don't mean like that. I mean, I don't think I have to get to that level to go read something when I feel it.
Right. It's already in you.
Thank you.
And you're expressing it, and you're telling others, you're showing others.
But I can tell you, love God and love yourself.
Love God. Yes. And that's the greatest commandment.
Amen.
And love your neighbor as yourself. Love ourselves.
Love thyself.
That's right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're having fun. A little bit of, feels like maybe what church should be right here in the studio. Hope you're enjoying it as well. We'll be back after this.
Good morning. Good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Good morning to you, no matter where you're listening this morning. Maybe you're here in Salem, Silverton. Maybe you're in Arizona. I have a feeling we just added Arizona to our list of states. We're going to have to get a map and start tracking who's listening from where. We're so glad to have you along with us this morning. And I just want to say congratulations. You know, we're talking about health and living healthy. And this gentleman, he was actually on the Terry Soul Show, maybe about a month ago. His name is Wade Jackson. And he's right here in Salem. In the headlines in the Statesman Journal, says Salem man wins $100,000 in the beach body competition, and it has pictures of him before and after, and that's quite an accomplishment. Myself, having walked through a major health transformation in the last 5 years, I know the work that it takes to do something like this. And so his goal is to celebrate. He wants to celebrate when COVID kind of settles down and people can start getting back to business as usual. He wants to celebrate in Disneyland. And I think he'd be a fabulous, him and his wife, having him on the morning show again. That's another story I think we need to tell. And I love it. I love treasure hunting and finding people like this who have done great things in their lives. And like you sharing your healing story of the tumor and getting a new lease on life and bringing healing elements and education to people that it's not. I think we've gotten into this thinking in the last 100 years. Thinking that we need to have a prescription to get better. And we're going to address this in future shows. You know, I was just so excited, and I'll share with the listeners, I was actually nominated and voted on the board of Kicking Cancer. So I'll be a board member now on Kicking Cancer with Baron and others. And so we are always looking for ways to enhance and help people be aware of what's out there. It's not necessarily always the prescription that's the answer. Now, I do believe that there's good help through doctors and physicians and prescriptions, but I am concerned about the influence of all of that, and that sometimes it's so into just treatment and not into healing. And that's my own personal opinion, and I think there's something there with that. And so your story is so compelling today about how you personally have been helped and healed through products that are natural, that are God-designed. Mm-hmm. And we talked a little bit about why it's so important to eat organic, and how our soil has been so depleted of the minerals. And you shared about copper, and you shared about how that's so important, and it's an element that you
proper copper.
Mm-hmm. And it's good for us to educate ourselves. Now, on your website, is there information? Is there education? Is there things that is there any kind of webinars or anything like that that could be helpful, or is that something you're thinking about developing in the future?
We're developing that for educational page. Because we just picked up a co-packing lab in Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing all new products. So we're redesigning everything. I'm coming Excellent. Out with a brand new relaunch with new products and really cool stuff with support from some major companies and contracts we have right now talking about hemp. And, you know, hemp is not just used for medicinal purposes. Mm-hmm. There's thousands and thousands of uses for it, you know, and so, I mean, it's funny, I put on my site one time, the Victory, it's called Hemp Victory, and they wanted, we had 10 million acres that were forced on the United States of America back in the day for war, for having hemp growing, and now it's banned, and all of a sudden it's back, and you know what I mean? It's such a funny thing in how you can hide something for 70 years.
Right.
And yet, your president tells you that if you didn't have it, it's the creation of life that keeps us driven. You know, hemp is needed, and a desire keeps our success. So the opioid crisis is going on, like you said. And the way what I've noticed is when people start taking these capsules, most of the veterans stop taking an opioid. They don't take any more at all. I've been in front of some of the biggest, you know, like Snoop and all these guys, Lamar Odom. I've had all these companies in front of me to test my products in front of them and beat them all out. So I know when I had something beautiful that I had to start shining it to the right people and finding it only hemp-derived, not THC-derived.
Right.
Not marijuana-derived CBD. It's hemp-derived. Mm-hmm. And then I got ISO certified through Pure Labs, which purelabs.com is Barb. They're out of Phoenix, Arizona. They gave me an ISO international certification for having a high-end product they've never tested. So, like I said, it's really amazing and very blessed.
And here's the thing, listeners, that you may or may not know. Going through those certification processes is not an easy thing. It's kind of like having an organization that goes through an audit. They test and they put their stamp on that to say, this is what it says it is, and this is doing what it needs to do. And
correct.
So to submit to that, that's like when people are looking at products to evaluate. You want to make sure that these companies are submitting to these processes.
Source.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most important thing I found out in my 5 years of hemp, I worked at American Impact Equity. I started a multi-million dollar company with some pretty heavy hitters. And I found that information is key.
Mm-hmm.
Displaying the proper information and knowing your source. Where are you going to get? Where's your farm?
Mm-hmm.
Is it in Arizona, never been farmed? Is it your first farm? What is it to you? And tell me about that. And then when I think about that, then I'm like, okay, is it good soil like we talked about? Is it Oregon soil?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Colorado soil? Is it Washington? So knowing your source, where it's growing, knowing what's in the soil, doing soil sample tests and having like we farm on Primordia,
mm-hmm.
which is a 125-year-old farm. It's in Southern California, and we have 200 acres that we did off that. My company, Jeff Rose Botanicals, gets 1,000 pounds
mm-hmm.
to make our product more quality because it's organic hemp grown.
Right.
So now I have a licensed organic farm that is manufacturing our product at the mm-hmm. highest level we can get and making the highest level of base creams to put into our product line.
Which is quality control.
Thank you.
Your hands are on it. You're observing it. You're
top
on
notch.
Top it, top notch. Therefore, can produce the results in the individual. And that's excellent.
Right? And you have to have a good foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have good people like Cindy's and like you, Stacy, mm-hmm. that believe in the people and believe in that you can have an opinion. And I'm okay if you're mad about hemp and you don't want to take your time to understand what we're trying to do and heal. Do you think I'm not trying to heal myself?
Mm.
Heal myself first so I can heal you? I made my example myself. I am now the example I said I was to be. And people kept on beating me down about it. Now Charlie Barker said, you need to wake up and start taking more copper.
There you go.
Here you go.
Yes.
So understanding there's other ways to heal
mm-hmm.
is a good option to think about in life, in my
well,
opinion.
Well, and here's a testimony. Terry had, he struggles with gout and inflammation and all of that.
I've got awards for that.
He got just some of the ProBioScience, just the topical
yeah.
on his knee that was given him grief, and immediately he saw some results.
Good.
And so this is just our new adventure.
I removed gout.
For us.
Yeah,
yes.
I got an award and surprise for with Karen and Colt. They were buying my extra strength creams
mm-hmm.
without copper, and
incredible.
They removed gout from every patient. They were
fantastic.
Blown away. So I thank you.
Here we go.
See, you got a chance
yes.
for your hubby, and
mm-hmm.
I get to go around and tell people the same thing that
the
you're
same
saying now. Thank
story,
you.
Yes.
But you would have never known that if you didn't try.
If we wouldn't have moved to Oregon, we wouldn't have known. Really?
How about that,
isn't
right?
That incredible?
And look at you now.
Yeah, here we are.
You're so awesome.
Yeah. Well, Jarrett, thank you for joining the conversation today. Our
yeah.
hour's already up. Can you
what?
Believe it?
Hold
time
on
goes
a minute.
So fast when we're having
extension.
Fun.
Extension. Extension. Give me extension.
The next time you come back,
yeah.
let's go do this again and give us an update on
oh
what's going
gosh,
on.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be
sound
great.
All right?
I'm so excited.
All right.
Thank you, KSLM 104.3.
Give me your website.
JeffRoseBotanicals.com and Hemp4WarriorsProject, H4WP.
Right. Well, you have a fantastic day and safe
you
travels
too.
Back.
Thank you
for tuning in today, my friends. Remember, no matter what you're facing today, over, under, around, or through, you're an overcomer. Be blessed.
Be blessed.